We are going to continue on page 77a in Parashat Lech Lecha. I think yesterday I did a mistake and I said we're doing page 77b, but we're actually doing page 77a. But nevertheless, we're going to continue on page 77a, and just to continue what we were just now talking. Last week and yesterday we were talking about that the second that the person does a sin, the light of the neshama leaves the body. It stays there, but it doesn't light. So then the body is subject to an attack of the klipa. The Zohar and many different teachings of Kabbalah doesn't call it klipa necessarily, rather chitzoni. Chitzoni is something that's coming from the outside. Now if I'm holding myself in a holy manner, then the outside, the forces of evil, the dark forces, anything that opposes klipa, can grab me. I'm untouchable, as they say. That's where we left yesterday by saying that the soul comes down into the world, and before it comes down to the world, Hashem swears the soul that you have to learn Torah, follow the mitzvot, and do what Hashem tells you. And then Hashem gives the soul 100 keys. Remember we did that yesterday? And the keys are brachot. We have to say 100 brachot every day. And by me saying 100 brachot, I open all these channels, tzinorot shel shefa, and I bring this shefa on me. We started explaining that because the parasha we're talking about is Lech Lecha, which of course is referring to Avraham Avinu going out of Haran. But the mystical explanation of Lech Lecha is the journey that my soul does from the moment it leaves where it's rooted from. So if you backtrack all the way to the source, then we're all rooted in the Sphira of Bina. That's where we all come from. But the way it works is when Chochma and Bina have unity, like a mother and a father, then they develop, so to say, a soul. And then the soul will come down from Bina into one of the six Sphirot, where it originates from. And at some point, all the way at the bottom, it will split, there's a split into 12. And that's where the source of the 12 tribes come from. And each soul will come down into the world, sourced, or rooted, better to say, from a different sphira. But nevertheless, there's a whole journey that the soul goes down to. It's not that it just presses a button and voila, it's in this world. The soul, when it's already called, like, I don't know how it is in the American army, in Israeli army, you called for a reserve. So they send you a notice, you hereby have to show up this date, and you come for 30 days, 40 days, depending on your job in the army. So same thing here, or even in the Israeli army, again, I don't know how it is in the American or other armies, but when you're 16, you get your first call for the army. They call you, they start testing you. You have to come for a couple tests, and then they start deciding where you're going to go, depending on the test, if you can go to combat, you go to whatever. Same thing here. The soul gets called, and then it starts to go through a process. And the process of coming down from one level to another, that's the Lech Lecha of the Neshama. So today we're going to learn a little bit in the mystical way. We're going to take the verse from the Torah and interpret it a little bit more. But nevertheless, the reason why we said yesterday, one of the men, the cold, I don't know where the remote is. Maybe you know where the remote is. The reason why we said yesterday the Lech Lecha, the idea of Lech Lecha, we mentioned that the Kadosh Baruch Hu swears the soul, and then it gives the soul the keys, 100 keys. The numerical value of Lech Lecha is 102. Lamed is 30, Chaf is 20, times 2, Lech Lecha brings you to a numerical value of 100. And this is how important it is to complete all 100 brachot every day. And why dafka mystically 100? Because in the sphere of Malchut, where the souls, before they come down to the world, in the sphere of Malchut there are 10 sphirot. So it's 10 times 10, you get 100. Now we continue. The line starts with Me'artzecha. He wants to explain what does it really mean when they tell the soul Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha means go, but why double Lech Lecha? Say Lech. Lech Lecha. Why twice? And then he starts by saying Me'artzecha. There are three places where it says Me'artzecha, Mi'bet Avicha, or Mi'moladecha. מארצך is from your country, בית אביך is the house of your father, ומולדתך is your, I would say maybe your, I don't know really how to say it in English, in Hebrew you say לאום, because in America you can be American, but you can be Jewish, Muslim, Christian, whatever it is. Now this is a religion, but maybe the predisposition, the nature. But nevertheless, now we're going to explain it a little bit more in a mystical way, what the Zohar is talking about. So it starts by Lech Lecha, go. Later on we'll explain the, why the double Lech Lecha. Yesterday we said Lech Lecha twice because we have to reach to 100 brachot. We have to open 100 channels in the Sphira of Malchut with our brachot. So the numerical value of 100, that's why it says twice Lech Lecha. But we'll go and explain it a little bit more. The first place where it says to you to the soul to leave means me'artzecha, from your land. Da ginta de Eden, artzecha, that means this is the malchut, this is the soul where it's positioned in the malchut. Malchut is also called Gan Eden. So it says the lech lecha me'artzecha, that leaves the level of the malchut. Shemimena yordot ha'neshamot lavol olam hazeh. Before the soul comes down to this world, they have to leave, before they come down to this world, they're positioned in the Malchut. Umimoladetcha, from the place where you were born, da ilana dechaye, this is the tree of life. The tree of life, meaning, hayesod de Zeir Anpin, the sphere of Yesod placed in the Zeir Anpin, shesham shoresh haneshamot. So we have the place, your country, that it says Me'artzecha, this goes on to Gan Eden, the Malchut, where the soul is positioned in the Malchut. Mimoladetcha, this refers to Etz Chaim, to the tree of life. That's where all the souls are rooted from. That's the Yesod in the Zeir Anpin. Because as I told you, they all have to go down, and once they're positioned in the Yesod, then they go into the Malchut. This is the root of where the souls come from. Umibet Avicha, from the house of your father, Treisar Techumin Shivtin Elain. In the Sfira of Yesod, this is the part that we skipped yesterday when I told you we're not starting from the beginning. And the reason why we skipped it, because the explanation goes in a very deep and profound way that is a little bit hard to really vision and explain. So I just chose to just skip it. It's not so important, at least for us. But nevertheless, it says, in the sphere of Yesod, it's divided into four areas. This is called Yudbet Tchumim. Did I say four? 12, sorry. I said 12, right? 12, I said four, sorry. So the reason why four, because if you remember yesterday, I told you that the 12 Tchumim, the 12 tribes, they're divided into four camps. But nevertheless, in the sphere of Yesod, there are 12 divisions. In Hebrew, it's called Tchum. Where do we learn, where we also hear this term, Tchum? When we learn about Shabbat, Tchum Shabbat, the area, the place where it's called Tchum Shabbat. So here we have 12 divisions, 12 areas in the sphere of Yesod. In the Kabbalistic term to it, it's called 12 Tchumim. But this is referring to the spiritual 12 tribes. Shemisham shoresh shel hayudbet shvatim elyonim. This is the root of the 12 tribes, but in the world above, not in the world below. Shehem shoresh kol hashishim ribon neshamot Israel. And these 12 spiritual tribes in the Sfira of Yesod are the root of the 600,000 souls of Israel. Now it continues, and we started again. Let's do a quick recap. Me'artzecha, that's referring to the Malchut, the Gan Eden. This is the lower of all three. Mimoladetcha, that's already the Sphira of Yesod. It's referring to the Tree of Life, Etz Chaim. And Mibet Avicha, that's where you come from one of the 12 divisions. This is referring to the 12 spiritual tribes. Now what the verse continues, El Ha'aretz Asher Ar'eka, go from the place you were born, from your culture and from your house of your father to the place, to the land where I'm going to show you. What is this land that you're going to show me? Now, of course, we're talking here about the journey of the Neshama, not the journey of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu went to the land of Canaan. The Neshama, the soul, when it goes out, Hashem says, I will show you where I'm going to take you. Da ihu hai alma. This is this world. So the soul gets called by Hashem, and Hashem tells the soul, "Lech lecha me'artzecha mimolodetcha mibet avicha." The soul says, "Where am I going? You're going down to this world." Oy, 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 no, no, why? I was such a good soul. Why are you sending me to this place? So this is Da Ihu Ahai Alma. This is the world below. This is the world where the soul is being sent to. Why? La'asok ba'Torah u'lekayem et ha'mitzvot. We are sent here not to eat food and not to enjoy the pleasures of this world, rather to learn Torah and to do mitzvot. That's why we came down to this world. Kedei she'al yadei ze yitbareru ha'birurim. We have here a mission. We didn't come here to play. That's why the severity of when we sin is not necessarily the act. It's the fact that I'm not fulfilling my mission here. That's like sending troops to a faraway land and they tell them you have to conquer this place, and instead of that they go to the casinos and they go to the parties. But nevertheless, we have to come down here to learn Torah, do the mitzvot, and by me learning Torah and doing mitzvot, I'm able to sift what is called birurim. They have to sift between good and bad. Ve'ya'alu besodman, and then I elevate the godly sparks. What we explained last week, if you remember, in the secret that is called Man. Man is an acronym of Mayim Nukbin. When I do a good act in this world, I'm elevating a certain energy to the world above. Where do I elevate this Man, this Mayim Nukbin? Ela Malchut. I'm elevating it to the Sphira of Malchut, of the world of Asiya. Now what happens when I do that? Yigrimu Yichud Elyon Dezun. It causes a unity in the world above, in the side of the female and the side of the male. This is called Yichud Zun. Zun is an acronym of Zachar v'Nekeva, male and female. Why? What's going to be the result? Kedei sheyashpiu kol minei shefa brachot lekol olamot. When I do this action, I do a mitzvah. I elevate to the world above a certain energy. The energy is called Mayim Nukbin, a female water, that causes a unity between the right side and the left side, and the female and male. And what is that birth? It births a shefa, an abundance, that brings down a bracha, a blessing, to the world, and all the worlds, all the spiritual worlds and the physical worlds. Now we switch to page 77b. Now it continues. So we just interpret a very short sentence. Now it continues and it says, Vayomer Hashem el Avram. Hashem told Avram. What does it say? Ma k'tiv le'ela? What does it say in the previous parasha? Vayamot Haran al pnei Terach Aviv. If you remember the end of Parashat Noach, it tells us that Terach was born. The last part of the Parashat of Noach, it tells us all the hierarchy from Shem all the way down to Avram. And it says that Terach was born. Terach was the son of Metushael. And Terach had three boys. Avram, Nahor, and Haran. Okay? Then it says that at the end of the parasha, it says, Vayamot Haran. Haran died before Terach died. He died when he was young. And Haran is the son, is the father of Lot. Now he asks the question, My Irya Hacha. Why is it telling me that Haran died? Why? And why it says, V'lama nismach inyan mitat Haran al pnei Terach Aviv l'inyan v'yomer Hashem l'Avram. What's the connection? Why is the Torah telling me that Haran died while Terach was still alive, and that's coming right after Hashem told Avram to leave? So he answers, Ela, Adahu Yoma, to let us know that till that day, Lo Hava Barnash, neither person, no, there was not one person, Demit Bechai Aboy Barda. There wasn't one person that died that young while the father was still alive. So Haran was the first person that died in that history, okay, close to 2,000 years, that the father was still alive. Lo haya adam shemet bivcharuto v'tzirutu b'chayaviv al pnei aviv chutz mi'Haran. Haran was the first one that died that the father was still alive. Why is it so important to know? He explains, v'chad itremei Avram lenura itketil Haran. Why? Because when Avram was thrown into the fire by Nimrod, then that's when Haran died. Don't forget, this is we missing 75 years of the life of Avraham. The parasha starts and he jumps to 75. Where is he for 75? We're not even 75. Just imagine what he did for 75 years. But nevertheless, he was able to annoy Nimrod very quickly. There are midrashim explaining what happens when Avram was born. Then his father, Terach, was one of the generals of Nimrod. Needless to say, was a wicked person, idol worshiper. He was the manufacturer of the idols. It wasn't made in China. It was made in Haran, in Ur Kasdim. Idols are us. So it was Terach.com. But nevertheless, so he used to be a manufacturer of idols. Nevertheless, when Nimrod found out that Avram was born, how did he find out? Because Nimrod had all these sorcerers. And they were able to look at stargazers. They were able to look at the stars and see all sorts of future, and they saw that the one who's going to win Nimrod just was born. So they were looking for the baby to destroy him. And then the word came out that it's the son of Terach. And Nimrod told Terach, you got to bring me your child. So it was the mother of Avraham Avinu who took Avraham Avinu and ran away.
Yeah.
Her name was Amtalai. If you're curious to know, Avram's mother's name was Amtalai, and she was Dafka, a daughter of a very great man called Karnevo. But anyways, she ran away with him and she hid him for many, many years. And then that's when he started growing and he started questioning the creator of the world. He started worshiping the sun. Then he saw that the sun is not powerful because it disappears at night. So he thought that the moon is in control. And he saw the moon disappears at night. And he slowly, slowly developed the philosophy. And he was able to reach to the point by himself that he believed in one God. Then he came back to Ur Kasdim. And he started, talking all sorts of nonsense. There's a God, there's a creator to the world. That was like, who's this nutcase? Now he was associated with Terach. This was not good for business. So again, he had to run away. But nevertheless, maybe one day we'll learn a little bit about the history of Avraham Avinu. But finally, when he came back to Haran, to Ur Kasdim, then he was opposing a threat to Nimrod, because Nimrod was pretending that he's a god. He sold himself as a god, and he was very powerful. He conquered half the world. He had a very powerful army. He was wicked and so forth. Nevertheless, came the point that Nimrod made a big show. Avraham Avinu came and mocked him in front of everybody and told him, you are nothing. There is a god to the world. You are not really a god. And so Nimrod says, oh yeah, so if really there's a God, let's see if he saves you. And they threw him into the fire. Now, when Avraham Avinu was thrown into the fire, right at that time, Haran died. Why? That was the reason. After Avraham Avinu was thrown into the fire, that was the reason why they left Ur Kasdim to Canaan. Now let's explain a little bit what was going on there. We have to understand that. Man katile leharan. Who killed Haran? Why did he die? What did he do? Ela, kivan deramu Avraham lenura kesdai. When they threw Avraham into the fire, Haran was like, oh my gosh, I'm going next. They're going to throw me too. I'm his brother. Itgele ale kudsh abrichu veshezaveh. The Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in front of everybody, especially to Avraham, and he saved him. Avraham fell in the middle of the fire, and there was a form around him. He fell, and there wasn't any fire. The fire just was around him. And he was saved. And everybody saw that. Wow, look at that. And Nimrod was not able to do such a thing. Now, he saved Avraham. V'hava Haran achui kai taman. Now, they didn't know in the beginning. People think when they say they threw Avraham into the fire, they're imagining like a little bonfire. This was like a kivshan, Ur Kasdim. It was like this huge, huge, huge fire. Now, Avraham was in the middle. They didn't see but in the beginning he was saved. So Haran was sitting there and mourning the death of his brother. And he was afraid. Now Avraham is going to be burnt. It also says that he was afraid. I'm going to be next. Imru, when they said the Kasdei, the Kasdim, begins Zechute de Haran Ishteziv, they said, then Avraham Avinu came out of the fire, and they said, ooh, it was in the merit of Haran that Avraham was saved. Why? Because he was sad and he was praying that his brother should not burn. Miyad nafka chalhova de esha ve'oked el Haran. Right away came a flame of fire and burnt Haran. Why? To remove from them any thought that it was the merit of Haran, to show that it was only the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, nevertheless, the Midrash also says that Haran saw that nothing happens to Avraham. He was like, okay, I can also be in the fire. When they threw him into the fire, he didn't come out. But nevertheless, so that's why Haran died. Hada odichtiv, as it says in the script, Vayamot Haran al pnei Terach Aviv. Meaning that Haran died before Terach died. The meaning, Terach stood there and he saw the whole thing. Terach, don't forget, Terach was a general of Nimrod, one of the generals or one of the high-ranking officers. And not only he was one of the high-ranking officers, he was probably supposedly the top one. Any big mission they had to be, then they sent Terach for that. Nevertheless, then Terach, when it says, the verse says, Vayamot Haran, and Haran died al pnei Terach, on the face of Terach, meaning that Terach stood there and he saw the whole thing. Ve'it de amrei de havo amrei. Some say that there was kasdim, that they used to say, Zara de Terach let esha shaltabe. The boys of Terach, fire doesn't control them. Meaning, ooh, Terach was such a great guy, then the boys, I mean, they believed in all sorts of stuff at the time. They believed in idols, they believed in gods and so forth. So they were like, ooh, the sons of Terach, the great warrior, the fire doesn't control his son. Ki zchuto shel Terach gdola, because the merit of Terach was very big. Why? Lefi shehaya mitasek be'asiyat hatzlamim ve'avodatam. They said, ooh, Terach is such a great general, and not only that, he manufactures idols, and he's such a great idol worshiper, that in his merit, his sons don't get burned. V'kedei shelo yitztaer velo yityatzev al mitat bno, and because that Terach should not suffer any sorrow, that's why the fire didn't control his son. That's what the Kasdim used to say. The Kasdim are the how do you call it, the residence. The place was called Ur Kasdim. So if you live in New York, you are called a New Yorker. And so they were called HaKasdim, the Kasdim. So they were so washed with idol worship that they thought that Terach is a very high-ranking, I don't know what, a goddess, whatever they thought of him, a sorcerer. And because he's so powerful, then his sons don't get burned because of his merit, and he shouldn't get upset. So, aval nirmei leharan enura. But when they were like, okay, if Avraham Avinu didn't get burned, let's try the brother. Ve'ila ikod neda bevadai dela shalta nura bezare. So they said, if we will try it, how are we going to try that, really see that the sons of Avraham Avinu, they don't catch on fire? Let's throw Haran too. Let's see what happens. Let's barbecue him too. And if he's really, this is the case, then he'll come out too. Let's throw Haran into the fire. Ve'im lo yisaref, if he won't get burned, then we'll know for sure that the fire doesn't have control over the sons of Terach. Miyad, right away, Ramule, right away, yalla, do, yalla, let's throw him in too. What do we care? One less person, another person. Miyad, Ramule leharan lenura vitkad. Right away they threw Haran in the fire, and needless to say, he became a roasted marshmallow. Then, uvchen yadu kulam, right away they knew, ki yad Hashem asta et ha'atzalah shel Avraham. Then everybody understood, whoa, this is not Terach, this is not anybody else, this is Hashem. And Hashem was the one who saved Avraham. Vahava Terach Abu Kaem Taman. Now the father of Avraham, Terach, stood there and he saw the whole thing. Just imagine the scene. This was a very big event. Everybody was invited to see how Nimrod is showing everybody that he's the boss. And then comes Avraham Avinu and says, whoa, step down. You are nobody. There is a real God. Just imagine the scene. And Terach is standing there and he sees the whole thing. As it says, how do we know that? Because the verse says that Haran died in front of the face of Terach, his father, meaning in front of his eyes. Behahu yoma, on that day, yadu kol umyal velishnaya de la shezavel Avraham elakucha brichu de ihu yechide de alma. That's the day that everybody figured out, all the nations and all the tongues, that it wasn't anybody else that saved the Avraham Avinu, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world and the only God there is out there. Vayadu kulam ki lo levado hayecholet. Everybody understood that nobody has the power to do anything but the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'en miyado matzil me'elohei ha'amim. Nobody can save anybody, nobody can do anything, just the master of the universe. ואז נתפרסמה אחדותו יתברך. And that was the day that people, everybody figured out, wow, there is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like Avraham Avinu was preaching for so many years. והבו מיתין בניו למשכן את אברהם. And then they brought the kids, everybody brought their kids to the house of Avraham. ובפרסום היו עושים זאת שכבר נתפרסמה אלוהותו. And everybody used to bring the sons to Avraham Avinu to megayer, to convert them, to circumcise them, to convert them. And everybody stopped being afraid of Nimrod. Nimrod controlled the world. I mean, Nimrod was like the king of the world, technically. He controlled everything and everybody was afraid of him. Now they stopped being afraid of him. They said, we'll go to the side of Hashem, the side of Avraham Avinu, and we'll be saved. They used to bring the kids to Avraham Avinu and tell him, "Chamen alach, we have seen you. De'at ratchitz bekutcha brichu, the ribone de alma. We saw that you trust Hashem so much, the Master of the Universe. Only livnina meorach de'at yada. Teach our sons your path, as we see that the path of Hashem you know." So suddenly Avraham Avinu became number one. He became the most admired, most wanted person. Everybody came and said, we see now that you are the truth. Ve'alayhu amar kra, and on that the verse said, Nedive amim ne'esfu am Elohei Avraham. This is a verse in Tehillim, chapter Memzayin, 47. There's a verse that says, Nedivei amim ne'esafu, all the nations gathered together, im with Elohei Avraham, with the God of Abraham. Why? Because Avraham Avinu started megayering everybody, started converting everybody. Let's do just one more part, and then we'll finish. Ta'achazim aktiv, come and see what it says. Va'ikach terach et Avram bno, ve'et Lot ben Aran. Terach took Avraham, his son, and Lot, the son of Avraham, ויצאו מאור כסדים, and they left אור כסדים. That's what the verse says. That's how it starts, the parasha. ומקשה, and he's asking, why it says ויצאו איתם, and they went out with them. In that says plural. Should have said יצאו איתו. Because if you follow the verse says ויקח תרח, תרח took, תרח now said to Nimrod, adios, I'm out. I don't count me in anymore. I'm out of your army. And it says תרח took Avram, and his grandson, the son of Haran, Lot, vayetzu. Why is saying it plural? She says vayetzu ito. It says vayetzu itam. They left with them. Why are you saying it in the verse in a way of plural instead of single? Mi bayele. They should have said that vayetzu ito. They went with him. The ha'aktiv vayikach terach, as it says, the terach took them. And they left Ukazdim. Therefore, my vayetzu itam. Why it says vayetzu itam, plural. Ela, rather, terach velotim Avraham v'sarah nafku. Rather, it was the other way around. Avraham went out of Ukazdim with Sarah, and terach and Lot, they tagged along. And they went only because Avraham Avinu left, not because Lot left. יחר שנעשה נס לאברהם להתעורר בלבבו לצאת מחבורת פועלי אבן. אברהם אבינו said, that's it, I did my תיקון in the city. Time to move. I gotta move on. Not only that, he says, now we gotta conquer the world. Now I became the chief rabbi of Ukazdim. Now let me become the chief rabbi of the world. Besides, he's like, I don't want to be associated anymore with this place. ואחריו היו נגרים תרח אביו ולוט. After Avraham Avinu left, then Lot and Terach and the rest, they walked after him. אבל היציאה האמיתית בפועל הייתה מאברהם ושרה. The real exiting of Ur Kasdim was Avraham and Sarah. Why? Because they wanted to leave a place of wicked people. And it, now he explains why Terach went with him. דכיוון דחמה תרח דאברהם אשתי זיווגו נורה. Since Terach saw that Avraham, his son, got saved from the fire, it הדר למעבד ראותי דאברהם. Then he was like, okay, now I believe my son. Because when Avraham Avinu came back to Terach and saying, there's one God, there's stopped believing in idols, Terach was telling him, come on, what are you, you're coming to teach me? You're a kid. And Avraham Avinu was nagging his father, stop, stop with all that. Remember the famous story in the Midrash that Avraham Avinu smashed all his idols. One time Avraham Avinu was placed there to work. Somebody came to buy an idol and he scared the person off. He says, are you really believing in all this junk? And he scared the person off. Another person walked in and Avraham Avinu started arguing. So Avraham tells the person, you really believe in all this junk? So, and nevertheless, the story is long, but he started breaking all the idols. Then when Terach came in and saw the destruction, he told him, who did that? So Avraham Avinu said, that idol broke all of them. So Terach says, well, you catch me, you take me as a fool. It's a piece of stone. It can move, it can walk, it can talk, and needless to say, it can break the other idols. So Avraham Avinu told him, so why do you believe in him? So Terach was, okay. So Terach now said, okay, now I believe Avraham Avinu, and he went in the path of Avraham Avinu. Saying in other words, the Terach did tshuva, and he said, I want to serve the master of the universe, and I want to be do the will of my son. Uvegin kach, therefore, veyatsu itam. That's why it says itam, with them, meaning the Terach and Lot tagged along with Avraham and Sarah. Avraham and Sarah says, we're leaving. So Terach says, whoa, I'm going with you. And Lot says, I'm for sure going with you. I'm not staying here. Therefore, that's why it says veyatsu itam. Now that we understand what was going on there physically, tomorrow Bezal Hashem will start explaining what happens simultaneously, spiritually, when we leave the place where we come from and what it has to go through. The soul doesn't just go come down in one shot. Nevertheless, that we'll do already tomorrow Bezal Hashem. We will learn a little bit the mystical part of the journey of the soul. I hope by the end of the week we'll be able to go through at least a nice portion. What's the point, or what's this journey, and what we need to really do to succeed in this world, and how we can take the story of Avraham Avinu and understand that in our life, what we need to achieve and what we need to do. Bezrat Hashem, that will help us find our goal and reach our goal and be successful in our Avodat Hashem. רבי חננה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך הרבה להם תורה ומצוות, שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.